Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Adley Rutschman digs in. Rutschman with a long drive out to right field, and it is gone. An absolute no-doubter from Adley Rutschman. And Telez clubs it in the air out to center field. Adams back on the track, makes the catch to finish the ball game.
Sure, you know, we're talking about momentum earlier today and things being contagious, and I feel like the runner in scoring position thing has been contagious in a negative way, and you know, I feel like lately it's been contagious in a positive way. I feel like more guys are getting big hits and those types of spots. Game-changing moment for me for Carlson comes up, hits a cutoff man. Gunner, awareness right there, understands what's going on. We had one of those against the Cardinals, too, late in the game. Fundamental baseball, hit the cutoff guy, give yourself a chance, get him right there, which was a big spot.
Pitchers, just same as hitters, like they go through ups and downs, and I think everyone's got a lot of faith in what we can do as far as the pitching staff and on the hitting side, and they've done a great job, and they're just continuing to like learn, get better.
Adley Rutschman, Orioles catcher, talking about the pitchers, the bullpen, and all of this coming together as one in a nice, neat, successful package. And Adley, man, calm down, dude. You're too excitable when you talk to the media on the rare occasion that we get you to speak into the microphone. Orioles starting rotation last 10 games plus. ERA is like 2.11.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpen dealing. Yeah, Bautista got himself in a little bit of a jam last night, got out of it. A you know, bloop hit here, a walk there. The command's not what it was, but still picks up his 11th save. And we heard Tony Manzalino as well talking about, you know, the pitching and defense all getting it together. And he mentioned the fundamentals of hitting the cutoff man and throwing to the right base, communication in the outfield. It's all fundamental stuff that you would assume that by the time these guys reach the majors, it's been ingrained in them for years and years and years. But sometimes, maybe, hubris takes over. Just your brilliant athletic gifts make you think you can do things that aren't fundamentally safe and get away with it. And we saw as the Orioles were plummeting, and keep in mind, I'm going to pump the brakes here. They're still 12 games under 500.
Right.
But they won 5 in a row, 8 of 10, which we will celebrate. And going for a series sweep today against Seattle. They won back-to-back series before they go play the A's in Sacramento. Sacramento's lost 9 in a row. Orioles have actually passed them in this wild-card pecking order as they're 8 games out of it. So fundamentally sound is like a duh. And it's in all sports, not just baseball. If you play smart, you don't need to make spectacular plays, certainly help, and they're a big part of why you may win. But if you play dumb, you commit errors, you have a ton of turnovers, penalties, it's going to affect you. And the Orioles have kind of limited that. And we also heard Manzolino talking about Kerstad and others producing in clutch situations. And the Orioles have been terrible with runners in scoring position, as we've discussed, going back to last year. And they're still not all that great, but better. And who are the two main guys that I've been blasting, we've been blasting recently? Offensively, Kerstad and Adley Rutschman. And see what happens when the players you expect to be good, in Adley's case, has been good for an extended period of time, plays well. Homer last night, three hits in the opener. Heston Kerstad, bases clearing triple last night. All right, still isn't all that great in the outfield. That's why he gets yanked for a defensive replacement. And I get that. Smart move. Again, fundamental baseball. Adams can get the balls that he can't. Remember the one in the right field corner where his eyes were closed and he ran into the wall. I mean, it is what it is. But he still, when he hits, he brings something to the equation. So when we sit here and lament, well, this guy's sucking. This guy stinks. He's been in a year-long slump. Because when they play well to their potential, what happens? You win. When Adley goes 3-for-5 and scores a couple of runs, he helps the cause. When Adley hits a 400 missile to right field, he helps the cause and makes that great tag at the plate.
That was awesome.
Which was ruled safe at the time, but thank God for replay because he was out, Crawford. When your good players do what they're supposed to do, you're going to have success. So first five-game winning streak since last June, where they won 6 in a row. The pitching's been off the charts. They're just playing, Vinny and Nolan, like a team that knows how to win, as opposed to a team that was walking out of that dugout just waiting for something bad to happen to them. Now they're 9-8, Nolan, with Manzolino as your skipper. What does this mean in the big picture? Who knows? But this is a much different team to watch. They're playing much different, better than they were 2 weeks ago, and that's something that we should keep an eye on for sure.
Bob, you know what you missed yesterday was first thing we had to talk about was, because we all voted, you know, Rutschman, if he's second in the order, we're saying, like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, and when the lineup came out, I was like, really?
And then he gets three hits.
Yeah, and again, helped and hit second again last night. Yeah. So maybe the breakthrough is going to happen. We also talked, is he going to hit 250 with five bombs in June? We all were like thumbs down, Siskel and Ebert style. But it's a long month, but there is a pulse, it seems. But again, there's still 12 games under 500. There's still 13 games out of first place. There's a lot of work to be done. Eplin's going for the sweep tonight, or today, 3:40 first pitch. We'll probably have the lineup for you before Vinny gets out of here at 12 to go to OTAs with the Ravens. We got Bateman news, which is pretty significant, which we'll talk about in a second. But now it looks like a ball club. And Cano, who has been, it was terrible in May. You flipped a month. Who really knows? Soto, he was getting squeezed. I thought the home plate umpire, Jeremy, I believe, was his first
name. He sucked.
He had a rough day. Jeremy spoke in class today as a bad umpire. But they got it done. And another come-from-behind victory, too. Yeah. So let's start paying attention to this stuff.
Right. So keys, I'm right there with you. When it comes to Rutschman, you're getting the contributions from guys who weren't contributing. But to me, this is still... this entire stretch here, the last 10 days, has been entirely pitching for me.
Yep.
In case like last night, again, you weren't producing runs at a crazy level. You got them in a timely sense. You got the big swing from Rutschman. But this was all pitching. And Cade Povich did just enough, limited damage. But the bullpen, this is what the bullpen was when the Orioles were winning 100 games. When it turned it over to the pen, you knew what you were getting. Every once in a while, you get a blow up. One guy here, one guy there would have a bad day, but that four guys come out of the pen, all of them lights out. Even when things get a little dicey late, Bautista looks like his usual self, finds a way to get out of it. So to protect a narrow lead, that has been very difficult for this team earlier this year. Finding a lead has been difficult to begin with. So they look the part, and that's the big thing right now. They actually resemble, like you said, a competent winning baseball team.
Bob, you know what I thought? I thought when they were down 2-1, you know, and then Adley hits the homer to make it 2-1, I thought they're going to lose, and that up hosed them because...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Holiday should have been on first base because that was ball four.
Right.
Then it would have been 2-2.
And Henderson got called out on a strike I think hit the Seattle mascot or something. But to Nolan's point, yeah, the pitching has
been great.
Clutch. But timely hitting. It'd be nice to go out there and bash people's brains in every game. And they're going to have a tough time doing that because Brian, he's going to be a tough ask today. That kid's, mid to high 90s. He's got all sorts of power stuff going at it. And Applin's coming off the best start he's had in a long, long time. Could be a pitcher's duel. But to get a sweep, put you at 6 in a row, obviously. And then you go to the A's, who are just kind of dreadful. Then you come back home. You're still waiting for Westberg, who's eligible to come back today. I guess Laureano's coming back soon. O'Neill eventually. And we'll see how it changes the dynamic of the team. But it's refreshing to sit here talking about them doing positive things as opposed to sticking a fork in them. And you know what's fascinating, too, about what we do, sports talk and social media? 2 weeks ago, a lot of people kissing that Orioles ass hating on them, wanting them fired. Oh, they're the chapstick's out, baby. Yeah. I think they got a chance to maybe sneak into the wild card. 2 weeks ago when you were out, you were in Hawaii with the Brady Bunch. We were out at a Jones, me, Nolan, and Ryan Ripken, and I was like, can they get to .500 or .500 back of the wild card by the All-Star break? We were all kind of like, nah, probably not. I'm still not going to go that Orange Kool-Aid, but who knows? I mean, we're talking about good stuff as opposed to managers and clueless post-game press conferences.
You know what I want to see, Bob, is all right, let's say they win 8 in a row. Then once you lose one, then is it 2 or 3 or 4 in a row? Or is it, you lose one and then you come back and win? That's what I want to see.
Yeah, can you go, because right now they're 8 of 10 because they had that little run. And then the Red Sox got him. Was it who got? Oh, St. Louis got him.
St. Louis got him
after they won the Memorial Day game. But they've been kind of cooking since then. And to your point, they lose today. Do they go win 2 out of 3?
That's what they
need
in
Sacramento. Then come back home. Just stack series. Long winning streaks, great. Long losing streaks, bad. Stating the obvious, but just compounding, or adding series wins, that's where you really start to make up the ground.
Right. I think people just want to believe because we haven't had anything to latch onto this year. And really, the discussion around the team had gotten pretty stale. I mean, it was the same thing, same kind of losses on a daily basis. Start talking about trading guys here. We were talking about that before we hit Memorial Day. Nobody wants to be there. So they sweep the White Sox. Again, you want to temper your excitement
just
a little bit.
The White Sox.
But I understand why people were so elated or willing to buy back in so quickly, because we want to believe. And I, from personally, maybe I'm starting to believe a little bit. Again, when you lose eight in a row, winning five in a row, you're not even breaking even yet. And that doesn't even factor in all the sustained losing they had before the eight-game losing streak. It's a long way to go, but this is the early stages of it. If it was going to happen, this is what the early stages would look like.
Well, you know, plus the defense. I mean, like the cutoff plays, you know, the throw to Holiday and the throw to Rutschman.
Yeah,
the only negative, there was one defensive play. I mean, but he's not going to make that kind of play. I didn't expect him to catch it. It was Kerstead on the right field when he hurt his knee.
Well, that's what I was saying when he had his eyes closed.
Yeah.
He literally had his eyes closed. And you can even see the grimace on his face because he knew he was going into that wall. And it did land in fair territory. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. And as we said, there was a defensive replacement. But he redeemed himself with a huge hit that put them ahead and eventually led to victory. So the Orioles win. They're going for the sweep today. Zach Eflin against Brian Wu. Two talented right-handers, 340 first pitch in Seattle. And we'll get into that and more. We'll be talking to Tony Pente about what's happening down on the farm. Mike Bordick, talk Orioles with him. And Rashad Bateman news, pretty significant. We'll talk about that. It's good news, by the way. But we're talking about that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.